弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
我们非常感谢主，我们昨天教会有100多位弟兄姊妹，我们一起禁食祷告会。
We're very thankful that over 100 brothers and sisters, we fasted together and prayed.
我知道大家都很忙，但是礼拜六能够这样子分别时间，我们心里面很感动。
I know everybody is busy, but when we can set our time aside like this, I was very touched.
尤其中午昨天12点多，有一个妈妈跑来我旁边问说，一些小孩子2、3岁的饿得都哭了，可不可以去买点面包给他们吃啊？
And particularly when one mother came to me after 12 o'clock and say some of the kids are so hungry that they're crying, can we buy some bread for them to eat?
我说当然可以啊。
So of course.
那一点多我出来的时候，看见那些小家伙在门口狼吞虎咽啃面包。
And I came out at the door and I saw those little guys just, you know, eating really quickly.
我心里面真的是很感动。
And I was really touched.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲到禁食的时候，是为了神家神的旨意有特别需要的时候。
And brothers and sisters, when we talk about fasting, we fast because there's a particular need in the house of God.
或者我们面临一个属灵的征战，或者一个关卡要过。
Now we're facing a spiritual battle or a gate that we have to pass.
我们在主的面前，宁可把我们最合法的权利、最基本的需要放到一边去。
And we are willing to lay down our reasonable rights aside.
我们对自己的肉体、对仇敌都说，我们自己的需要、我们自己里面的这个基本的权利都算不了什么。
And towards our flesh and to the enemy, we proclaim that our natural rights are not worth counting.
我们里面有一个心智，就是要神的旨意成就在我们中间。
And we have a desire that the will of God may be established in our midst.
我们也知道神真的很与我们同在。
And we know that God is indeed with us.
弟兄姊妹，昨天早晨白天不能来的，我希望你们能够听这些信息。
Brothers and sisters, those of you who cannot attend yesterday morning, I pray that you will listen to the messages.
很多弟兄姊妹的见证。
And there are many testimony that were given yesterday.
我们全部都有录音，到时候弟兄姊妹可以补听。
Everything's recorded and everybody can listen to it on the tapes.
但是我想我们很总结起来，我们讲到两个很重要的事情。
But in summary, there are two key things that we talked about.
第一个，我们是希望在这一场征战还有在这么大的属灵的祝福和应许的面前。
And first of all, in the midst of this battle and so great of a blessing that is waiting for us,
我们希望每一个人每一个家都参与。
We want every person, every family to be a part of it.
而且是尽心全力的来参与。
And wholeheartedly to come and participate.
昨天我们讲到尼希米在那里重建城墙的时候。
We talked about Nehemiah when he's rebuilding the walls.
尼希米记第三章五四讲到个人照着自己房屋对着自己的房屋来修造这段城墙。
Nehemiah chapter 3 specifically spoke about each family build the segment of the wall that was in front of their house.
这个城墙如果缺了三个家五个家他们没有起来修造的话。
And if three or four families decide not to rise up and rebuild the walls,
一样失去了保护的功用。
And it loses the function as protection for the city.
整个见证就不完美。
And the testimony is not complete.
所以弟兄姊妹我们在主人面前请求每一个家都要参与。
So, brothers and sisters, we ask that every family please participate.
第二个重要的点，我们用哈该书来交通。
And second important point, we spoke from the book of Haggai.
弟兄姊妹，我们在未来的不到90天里面，我们是面对700万奉献的挑战。
And within the next 90 days, we have a $7 million offering that is as a challenge placed before us.
我们全教会有收入的人不到100个人。
And all of the people that has income in this fellowship is a little over 100.
我们说，如果用照世人的算法，一个人要奉献7万块钱。
And by mathematical calculation, each person is responsible for about
70,000. I
said for every person, this is a great challenge.
And the 弟兄姊妹，我们知道有很，我们需要仰望神的帮助。
But brothers and sisters, we know that we need to look unto God's help.
但是在哈该书让我们看见一个属灵的法则。
But there's a spiritual principle that is displayed in the book of Haggai.
当神为着神家在这里震动万国，叫万国的珍宝运来之前。
And before God shakes the nation and causes all the treasures to come to His house.
神先要求百姓们做一件事情。
God requires of the people to do one thing.
就是你们要审查自己的行为。
To examine your own works.
不仅仅我们在主的面前要对付我们的罪恶过圣洁的生活。
Not only are we to deal with our lives and our sins and to live a holy life before God.
哈该书更是提到说当神的殿荒凉的时候我们却只注重自己的房子。
But the book of Haggai particularly points out that when the house of God is in desolate, we're still concerned about our own house.
我们只在这里修饰住有天 天花板的房屋却让神的殿荒凉。
And we're fixing our own house that has a ceiling, yet we allow the house of God to go desolate.
在这样子的情形里面，神没有办法做工，神没有办法祝福。
And in such a condition, God cannot work and God cannot bless.
不是因为神小气，跟我们斤斤计较。
It is not that God is stingy and He's dealing with us in very small matters.
因为神太爱我们了。
But God loves us so much.
在这么大的一个祝福的面前。
Before such a great blessing.
在我们生命里面有一个这么大的缺陷和保留不能够归给神的。
And before we have such a reservation in our lives that we cannot offer unto God.
神需要先解决我们。
God needs to deal with us first.
让我们在生命里面得到永恒的祝福。
That in life we may obtain the eternal blessing.
让我们真正能够以神尊主为大，以他的事为优先。
To have God as the very first have him as the first place.
所以神说你们要省察自己的行为。
So God said, examine your own works.
要到山上取材建造圣殿。
Go unto the mountains and gather wood that you may build a temple.
换句话说我们要先把我们自己所能的先奉献给神。
That means that we must offer up what we can first.
我们要把我们的肩膀先放在建造的行列里面。
And we must place our shoulder in the lines of this work.
神就说过不多时我必再一次的震动天地沧海与旱地。
And the Lord says, not much longer I will shake again the heaven and the earth.
我要震动列国，列国的珍宝都要运来。
And all the treasuries and all the treasures of the nations will be brought here.
我们知道700万超过了我们教会的能力。
We know that $7 million is beyond our ability.
我们知道我们一定要仰望神的帮助。
We know that we need to look unto God's help.
但是弟兄姊妹在神施恩帮助之前。
But run to this before the Lord shows grace and mercy.
我们全教会先要在主的面前过奉献的关口。
We must pass this gate of offering ourselves.
我们不仅仅嘴巴里面说我们愿意奉献。
Not only are we willing to offer on our lips.
我们也不能只是说主，我愿意将心来归给你。
And we can't just simply say, Lord, I give you my heart.
弟兄姊妹，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
Brothers and sisters, where our treasure is, there our heart will be.
神要借着我们奉献财物来得着我们这个人的爱。
And through the offering of money, that the Lord will lay hold of our love.
神要借着我们的奉献来得着我们这个人，来祝福我们这个人。
Through our financial offerings, the Lord will bless.
所以弟兄姊妹不要把它当作是一个要求而已。
Do not just look at it as a requirement.
要当作是一个属灵祝福的机会。
But an opportunity for a spiritual blessing.
当作是我们一个成长的机会。
An opportunity for us to grow.
当作我们突破mammon在我们身上捆绑的一个机会。
An opportunity for us to break from the bonds of mammon.
所以我希望每一个人每一个家都回到主的面前祷告。
And I pray that every person, every family will return to the Lord and pray.
九月份是我们教会的奉献月。
The month of September is our month of offering.
我希望我们所有的奉献都在九月里面进来。
And all the offerings that we prepare will come into the house of God.
我们尽了力以后，十月份我们可以向神祷告。
We've done our part, then we'll cry out to the Lord in the month of October.
我们凭着信心向我们的神举手，我们来赞美他的作为。
And by faith we raise our hands and we praise him for what he will do.
神要做奇妙的事情。
He will do a marvelous thing.
当祭司先把脚踏进约旦河的时候。
When the priest steps into the River Jordan.
他们因着信心跨出过那个波涛汹涌的约旦河。
And by faith they cross and go through the current.Of the River Jordan.
剩下的事情是神的事情。
It is up to God to do His thing.
神让河水分开来。
God will cause the river to part.
神让他们如行干地过去了。
God will cause them to walk through dry land.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起来经历神迹。
Brothers, let us all come and experience this miracle together.
让我们一起靠着圣灵来胜过mammon和世界在我们身上的捆绑。
That through the Spirit we may overcome the bondage of mammon and the world has over us.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个蒙福的机会。
Brothers, this is an opportunity for us to be blessed.
我们讲完这个月以后，我们不会再讲这些事情。
When we speak about this through this coming month, we will not speak of it again.
我们个人蒙不蒙福，那个拣选在我们的手上。
Whether each person is blessed, is the opportunity is in your hands.
我们要不要起来承受神的祝福，那个拣选在我们的手上。
Whether you will rise up to inherit the blessings of God, the opportunity and the choice is in your hands.
我不需要来为神向弟兄姊妹要钱。
And I will not come and beg on behalf of God.
因为我们的神是造宇宙的主宰。
Because our God is the creator of heaven and earth.
神家何等的尊贵。
How, what is, the honor in the house of God.
能够有份于神的旨意是何等尊贵的事情。
What, such royalty for us to be part of his will.
我们有机会来奉献给神是神恩待我们。
We have the opportunity to offer unto God as this is blessing in our lives.
弟兄姊妹把它视作当作是一个荣耀的机会。
Brothers, should treat it as a glorious opportunity.
我们向神祷告。
We'll pray to God.
马门在我们身上有捆绑的时候弟兄姊妹我们向神祷告。
That if mammon has a hold over us, cry out to God.
我们就是为了神家把我们一切 所有的我们甘心尽心的摆上。
And for the house of God, we're willing to lay down all of our hearts and all of our being to Him.
神要为我们打开天窗啊。
He will open unto us the window of heaven.
那个祝福到一个地步是我们无处可容。
And the blessing will come to the point that we cannot sustain it.
就像何弟兄讲的，他亲自经过了孩子的那个病那个危急。
Like Brother Ho shared that he himself personally experienced what David has gone through.
他第一手经历了神是怎样的神。
He experienced it firsthand who this God is.
同样的，我相信当我们真把自己摆进来的时候。
And I believe that as we put ourselves into this.
我们要经历到那个我们所信的神是叫无饼二鱼能够行大事的神。
And our God is the God who fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves and 2 fish.
我们的神是一个这么伟大的神。
He is an awesome God.
然后十月份我们来看神行神迹在我们中间。
In the month of October, we'll see God do miraculous things in our midst.
我们一起用信心来赞美神。
And with our faith, we will praise Him.
而十一月是我们的感恩月。
And November will be our month of thanksgiving.
我们用感恩为祭献在神的面前。
And with thanksgiving as a sacrifice, we'll presented before the Lord and give Him all the glory.
弟兄姊妹啊，神还把生命气息留给我们，就应该感恩。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us life and breath that we ought to praise and give Him thanks.
上个礼拜一，我临时带着我的儿子到了鄂软去学校跟 advisor 谈话。
Monday of last week, I went with my son to Irvine to talk to the advisors.
在我走的前一天，我听说我们中间有一个弟兄姊妹，有一对弟兄姊妹。他公司的同事打电话给他。
The day before I left, one of the co-worker of a brother in this fellowship called him.
这个同事他的太太带着他的孩子和他的母亲三个人开车送这个孩子到南加大。
This co-worker took his wife and his sons to the university in Southern
California. 跟我们一样带着欢喜快乐的心带孩子到学校去。
And just like us, with a joyful heart, we went and took our child to school.
就在路上出了车祸。
And on their way, they had an accident.
孩子死掉了，他的太太和岳母重伤住院。
And the child passed away. His wife and his mother-in-law were severely injured in the hospital.
这个孩子连踏进学校的机会都还没有。
This child didn't even have the opportunity to step onto the campus.
最后父母亲为他筹备教育基金，养他，爱他，对他这么多的期望。
And the parents has prepared all along the way, all the finances and such hope on this child.
但是弟兄姊妹，生命不在我们的手中。
But brothers and sisters, life is not in our hands.
连明天都不在我们的手中。
Even tomorrow is not in our hands.
当神还把生命气息留给我们的时候。
While God still gives us breath.
主啊，我们要用怎样的心来感恩的心来过我们的每一天。
What kind of heart attitude, what kind of heart of thanksgiving should we go through each day?
我回来的时候，练师姊妹告诉我。
And when I came back, Sister Nancy told me.
有人从南加州打电话来，有人写 email 来探听我的情形。
Somebody had called from Southern California and emailed from China to see how I was doing.
因为现在在中国有一个传言说，于洪杰弟兄出车祸死掉了。
There's a rumor that Brother Yu got in an accident and has passed away.
我那天正好跟一个中国大陆的弟兄通电话，他结结巴巴地说，他说于老师，你知道今天大家在来流传什么关于你的事吗？
And I had a conversation with a brother in China, and he was stuttering. He said, you know what is the rumor that's going on here in China?
我跟他说我出车祸死了。
I said, I got in an accident and died.
他在电话里面大笑，他说你他妈当我知道这个谣言是假的以后，我真快乐。
And he laughed out loud. He said, when I realized that it was just simply a rumor, I was so happy.
去年他们传说我被抓了。
The last year, the rumor was that I was captured.
前年有一个人结结巴巴地问我，他说他们说你已经病危了。
And the year before then, somebody stutterly asked me and said, thought that I was at my deathbed.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这里澄清这些谣言的时候，
And when I was in the midst of all these rumors,
我原本只是心里面觉得是怎么会传这些呢？我就是好像澄清谣言而已。
And I say, how can these rumors just go around? I just treat it simply as rumors.
当我想到那个南加大的那个孩子还没有跨进学校就出车祸死了。
But as I was thinking about that child on his way to Southern California for his university, he got an accident before he even got there.
弟兄姊妹，这件事情可以发生我们在座的任何一个人身上。
Brothers and sisters, this event can happen to any one of us who are sitting here.
让我们学习来敬畏神。
Let us come and revere God.
不要像雅各在那里提醒我们的，我们那样子的自信自夸，说我明年要怎样，我将来要怎样。
And fear the Lord and be as what James has said. Do not boast about what you're going to do tomorrow or the day after or next year.
主说连你们明天怎样，你们都不知道。
And the Lord said, you do not know what will happen to you even tomorrow.
所以弟兄姊妹，让我们还有时间的时候，我们都来爱他。
So brothers and sisters, while we still have time, let us love Him.
当主还把机会摆在我们眼前的时候，让我们来答应他的呼召。
While the Lord still gives us opportunity before us, let us answer His call.
我们买会所三个月很快就过去了。
In 3 months, this process of purchasing this facility would go by very quickly.
我们一定要在祷告里面，我们一同来经历神的大能。
Brothers and sisters, let us experience the might of our Lord through prayer.
一同在奉献的里面，我们学习来对付世界在我们身上的权力。
And together, let's learn as a church.To overcome the power of the world over us.
If
we do not begin to offer, we do not realize the power of mammon that has over us. Just like you do not partake in fasting, you do not know how difficult it is to fast. Brothers and sisters, that we together may lay hold of every opportunity. Because nobody knows how many more days we have left.
伯沙撒王在那里骄傲的时候
and when Nebuchadnezzar was boasting,
神借着但以理去责备他
and through Daniel, the Lord rebuked him.
他说你在神的面前不知道谦卑
So before God, you do not know how to humble yourself.
你不知道敬畏那个在你手中握有你生命气息的那一位
and you do not know how to humble yourself before the God who has your breath in his hand.
所以底下神说你的日子到此为止
So the Lord says, your day is numbered.
因为摆在天平里面一称就称出了你的亏欠
and it has been, you have been weighted.You've been found wanting.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我们今天蒙爱的人，我们不是活在这样子的恐惧里面。
And we who are loved by the Lord, we do not live in such fear.
的确，摆在天平里面也称出了我们的亏欠。
Yes, we are measured on the balance, on our lacking is revealed.
啊，借着这样子一件事情，也显出我们很多地方的不够。
And through these things, our lackings are and abilities are revealed.
但是我们却要带着欢喜快乐的心来感谢神，显明了我们的不够。
But with a joyful heart, we should thank God that all our insufficiencies are revealed.
因为他一切的显明是为了拯救。
Because he revealed all these things for the sake of saving us.
他的光线带着医治的能力。
His lights come with healing.
趁着我们还有生命。
Now while we have breath.
趁着我们还不知道我们剩下多少的日子。
While we still do not know how many days we have remaining.
在我们身上的每一个显明，每一个工作都是机会。
Every revelation, every word.That God has in our lives is an opportunity.
让我们全心尽心尽心尽意尽力的来爱他。
That with all of our heart, strength, soul, and might, that we may love Him.
Brother Lawrence 说，你如果不用今天来爱主，你就浪费了今天。
Brother Lawrence says, if you do not use today to love God, then you have wasted today.
让我们一起都好好来爱他。
That we may all come and love Him.
然后我们很快的来读一段圣经，我们上次读过马太福音第十四章。
Matthew chapter 15, chapter 14.
14我们一连串三次讲到风雨生信心
And we talked about this message again and again that in the midst of storm, it gives birth to faith.
马太福音十四章我们请从二十二节
Matthew 14,
读到三十三节
verse 22 to 33.
为了省时间我来读啊
For the sake of time, I will read it to you.
耶稣随即催门徒上船先渡到那边去等他叫众人散开散了众人以后他就独自上山去祷告到了晚上只有他一人在那里那时船在海中因风不顺被浪摇撼夜里四更天耶稣在海面上走往门徒那里去门徒看见他在海面上走就惊慌了说是个鬼怪便害怕喊叫起来耶稣连忙对他们说你们放心是我不要怕彼得说主如果是你请叫我从水面上走到你那里去耶稣说你来吧彼得就从船上下去在水面上走要到耶稣那里去只因见风甚大就害怕将要沉下去便喊着说主啊救我耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他说你这小信的人啊为什么疑惑呢他们上了船风就住了在船上的人都拜他说你真是神的儿子了好我们的圣经就读到这
This will be all the scripture that we will read
弟兄姊妹我们这一连串我们在讲到风雨生信心
Brothers and sisters, this series of faith out of storms
我们讲到天有不测风云人有旦夕祸福
And we said that we cannot foresee the troubled days that will come
我上次讲到当我们讲第一篇的时候神就把我们带到佛罗里达Hurricane 的中心去
And the very first message that we spoke on, we were in the Florida was going through a hurricane.
那天当 hurricane 来的时候，在主面前有一个祷告。
When the hurricane came, we had a prayer before the Lord.
我说主啊，求你减少这个 casualty 死亡的人数。
And I said, Lord, please minimize the casualties.
虽然我不知道谁要死。
I do not know who's gonna die.
但是我知道这种风暴来的时候，一定有人受到伤亡。
But I know that when the storm such as this comes, somebody will suffer loss.
台湾前一阵子突然来了两个台风，死了这么多人。
And Taiwan also suffered typhoons, and so many people died.
对浙江、对福建、对中国也造成了这么大的影响。
And to various cities in China that has great influences as well. Not one person knows when the storms will come. And nobody would be able to foretell after the storm what would be the result of it. And those who have gone through such tragedy says it came so quickly we were not prepared. And we cannot foretell what are the troubles that will come.
弟兄姊妹，您不信主的人都一样在这个世界在仇敌的辖制里面。
And those who are not non-believers, they are also under the power of the dominion of darkness in this world.
但是对我们信主的人来说不一样。
But for those of us who believe under the Lord, we are different.
我曾经说过，苦难的源头只有一个，从撒旦来的。
And we say the source of all difficulties and troubles has an origin that comes from Satan.
但是任何苦难会临到神的儿女们，决定经过神的主权和美意过滤过的。
But these difficulties come with the filtering of our God and His acknowledgement.
那会后有人问我，他说不是有很多神的儿女们借着苦难得到益处吗？
And somebody asked me after the meeting, didn't many people benefit from the difficulties that they've gone through?
神不是也兴起了很多的环境来训练他的仆人，来炼净他的仆人吗？
Hasn't God raised up circumstances to try and to purify His servants?
的确是啊，第一个，神所有在我们身上的试炼，不见得是借着苦难。
That is true. Not all trials are through difficulties.
神的确在这里试炼我们，在这里洁净我们。
Yes, God will try us. God will come and purify us.
但是有的时候，这些的试炼，这些的环境，也的确是苦难。
But indeed, many times these trials are difficulties.
但是苦难的源头是撒旦。
But the source of all these hardship and difficulties is Satan.
死亡、罪恶，这些都是从撒旦来的。
Illness, sin, death, they are all from Satan.
当神容许一件苦难、风浪临到我们的时候，
When the Lord allows such difficulties and a storm to come into your life,
是决定经过他的主权和他的美意过滤过的。
Has been filtered through His sovereignty and His perfect will.
就像约伯能够经历苦难之前，是神许可了， 那个 invisible fence 才被撤离。
Just as Job was going through his difficulties, God has acknowledged it and said it was okay, and the invisible fence was established.
因为原来有一道看不见的篱笆在保护约伯。
And there was an unseen fence that was protecting Job.
弟兄姊妹，当我们前两次的信息里面，我们曾经提到。
And our last couple of messages we've mentioned.
风浪临到我们，第一件事情是显明我们生命，显明我们的信心和生命的真情。
And the storms come to reveal our true condition of our faith. In our lives,
我们唱诗，我们祷告，我们说我们是属神的人，我们是信神的人。
We sing and we pray and we proclaim that we belong to God and we believe in God.
但是当环境真来的时候，就显明我们里面的情形到底是如何。
But when the circumstances come, then our true condition is revealed.
所以门徒们吓得要死。
So the disciples were terrified.
他们被恐惧抓住。
And they were laid hold of by fear.
然后他们马上靠自己的能力要去解决风浪。
And with their own strength, they wanted to take care of the storm.
所以我们平常唱的信靠耶稣，信靠耶稣，你发现风浪一来，我们全靠自己。
And when we say trust in Jesus, trust in Jesus, but when the storms come, we all trust ourselves.
啊，我们明天说在平安如水流，正一路跟随我。可是风浪一来，我们就吓得魂不守舍。
We say with the streams and we just flow and calmness, but when the storms come, all of a sudden we are laid hold of our fright.
这是门徒那天的情形。
That's the condition of the disciples on
that day. 风浪显明了我们的信心和生命的真情。
The storm revealed our faith and the condition of our hearts and our lives.
而第二件事情，风浪帮助我们转向救主。
And secondly, the storm causes us to turn to the Savior.
当他们没有办法解决的时候，
When they cannot resolve it on their own,
连这些 professional 的渔夫都没有办法胜过这个风浪的时候，
And when these professional fishermen cannot overcome the storm,
他们突然想起了主在他们的船上睡觉了。
And they remember that the Lord was on the boat sleeping.
他们说主啊，救我们，我们丧命了。
And they say, Oh Lord, save us, we're about to die.
他们甚至用埋怨的口气说，夫子啊，我们丧命了，你不顾吗？
And with a complaining voice, they say, Lord, we're about to die, don't you care?
不管你是谦卑的求告主也好
whether you are humbly calling out to him
不管你是埋怨的来责备神也好
or in complain you're rebuking God
但是至少风浪在我们身上做到的第二件事情逼我们转向神
regardless of which what the storm has done is forced you to turn to God
而第三件事情是什么
and thirdly what is that
羊圈啊风浪让我们真认识神
And the storm causes to truly know God.
你要请你注意我写的答案不是认识真神是真认识神。
The answer is to really know God.
因为很多的时候我们是风闻有神而已。
It's not to know the true God. Sometimes we only hear of God.
连约伯这个素来敬畏神远离恶事的这位神。
And just as Job often keeps himself righteous and departs from evil.
当他被神带过风暴之后。
But when God brings him through the storm.
他说我从前是风闻有你。
He said, in time past, I've heard of you.
哦，弟兄姊妹，在风浪的里面，我们第一手的来经历神。
But in the midst of the storms, you experience God firsthand.
在风浪的里面，我们对神产生了真实的认识。
In the midst of the storms, you truly come to know God.
而这些的真认识和真经历，要带领我们度过我们的余生。
And this true knowledge, this true experience of God will take you through the rest of your life.
在但以理他三个朋友。当他们在那么大的环境里面的时候
and Daniel and his three friends when they're in such trials
他们都是因为 真实的信心和认识带领他们度过
because they truly believe and they have been brought through the difficulties
所以但以理书讲到说唯有认识神的子民必刚强行事
and Daniel says only the people of God who truly knows him will do things boldly Because in the midst of their trials, they've truly come to know God.
我上次跟弟兄姊妹讲那个穆迪的小男孩的故事。
And I share with you the story about this little boy, Moody.
当他第一次叫他的孩子跳到他从桌上跳下来的时候，他不敢跳。
The story that Moody gave, and he told his little child to jump off the table and he will catch him.
他怎么鼓励他都不敢跳，到最后才跳了。
And the boy was so afraid he would not do it, and at the very end he did it.
当他跳下来，跳在父亲那个那么雄壮、那么安稳的一个胸怀里面的以后
，As the child jumped in the bosom of his father,
他第二次、第三次他再也不怕了。
And he knew that how strong, how mighty he was. And the second and the third time he was not afraid.
他甚至看见他爸爸一下班回来，他就跑到桌子上叫他爸爸来接他。
And even when his father comes home, he would jump, run on the table and say, "Dad, catch me."
因为他已经产生了对他父亲的信心和真认识。
Because the faith and the knowledge of his father has grown in him.
弟兄姊妹，每一次我们经过风浪
，But just every time we go through the storms,
我们对神的认识就往前跨一步。
Our knowledge of God grows by one more step.
因为风浪不仅仅叫我们转向救主。
Because the storm not only causes us to turn to the Savior.
风浪让我们真认识神。
But the storm causes us to truly know God.
所以当主平静风浪之后。
So when the Lord calms the storm.
这些跟随耶稣这么多的这么久的门徒们。
And these disciples that have been following the Lord for so long.
他们都说这。到底是谁
？They say, "Who is this?"
这到底是谁
？Who is this?
弟兄姊妹，我们在座可能有很多人信主几十年了。
Many of us may be believers for decades.
如果主今天在我们的环境里面给我们制作一个环境，让我们有一天说出啊。到底是谁？你居然做了这件事情。
But if the Lord were raised up a circumstance in our life, and we would say, Lord, who are you that you've done this?
弟兄姊妹，这是大的恩典。
It is an immense grace.
神这一生都在带领我们走上行的路。
And God is leading us an upper way all the days of our lives.
所以弟兄姊妹，所以我上一次的主题是讲到，第一次讲到说，这到底是谁
？And our theme in the time past was, who is this?
第二次我的主题是讲到，不要怕，是我。
Our second topic was, do not be afraid, it is I.
而今天早晨我们要讲的主题是耶稣赶紧伸手拉住他。
And our topic this morning is immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him.
彼得凭着信心走出去的时候。
When Peter by faith walked out.
他刚刚开始走得很好。
And he was walking fairly well.
他从来没有想到那个软软的海水居然能够让他踏在上面。
And he never imagined that he could walk on the softness of the water.
他从来没有想到在风暴之中我能够安稳走在海上。
He never realized that in the midst of the storm he could walk steadily upon the water.
弟兄姊妹，这对彼得来说这是一个何等的经历。
What an experience for Peter.
乃至弟兄姊妹在信心的考验里面。
But brothers and sisters, in the trial of faith,
时间永远是一件很可怕的考验。
Time is always the most difficult part.
那环境变坏是一个非常严肃的考验。
Circumstances change to more drastically is a very severe test.
当彼得凭着信心走出来的时候。
And when Peter by faith, he stepped out.
他刚刚开始走的都还好。
In the beginning, it was okay.
可是时间拉长了。
And as time has progressed,
可是环境变得更坏了。
And when the environment worsens,
当他的眼睛一转向风浪。
And when his eyes is gazing upon the storm,
他就往下沉。
He begins to sink.
好，弟兄姊妹，但是我们的主何等的爱我们。
But brother and sister, how our Lord loves us.
啊，就今天早晨我嫂嫂交通的。我们常常是凭着 discipline 跟 performance 来做哈。
And my sister-in-law shared this morning, oftentimes we do things by discipline and performance.
那我们的神虽然也重视我们的 performance,
yet, though our God do look at our performance,
但是他爱我们是按照我们的本相接纳我们爱我们。
But he loves us for the way we are.
虽然我们 performance 常常不好，一走水就往下沉。
He accepts us just as we are, and though our performance is not good, and oftentimes we sink.
每一次想要爱主，我们跨出去了。
And every time we say, "Oh, I'm going to love the Lord," we step out.
走一走，一看风浪这么大。
We walk a little bit, and we say, "How severe is the storm?"
一看怎么这么久了，风浪还不停呢
？Why is the storm still lingering? Why did it not stop?
因为姊妹，我们信心软弱，我们就往下沉。
And our faith begins to weaken, and we begin to sink.
还是没有关系。
But it's okay.
我们的主他从来不离开我们。
The Lord will never leave us.
他说：“你不要害怕，因为我永远与你们同在。”
He says, "Do not be afraid, for I will be with you."
昨天我们读哈该书，他也说：“你们要刚强，因为我与你们同在。”
And we read Haggai, and the Lord says, "Be strong, for I am with you."
他说：“我的灵在你们中间，所以你们不要惧怕。”
My spirit is with you, so do not be afraid.
我们的主叫以马内利。
The Lord our God is called Emmanuel.
我们可以失信，神永远不失信。
We may lose faith, but He is forever faithful.
我们会软弱，我们会羞辱他，但是他。永远不丢弃我们。
We may be weak, we may bring shame to him, but he will never forsake us.
在我们往下沉的时候。
And as we are sinking,
当我们好像脸都丢尽了，你想这个彼得是大使徒。
And we have lost all of our faith and all of our pride. Imagine Peter is such a great disciple.
他这么勇敢的说：“主，如果是你，让我走过去。”
And he said, "Lord, if it is you, cause me to walk toward you."
弟兄姊妹，这个彼得的信心，我真的是望尘莫及。
And Peter's faith, it's hard for me to imagine.
要是我就说主啊平静风浪吧
If it was I would say Lord calm the storms
主啊我要丧命了赶快救我了
I said Lord I'm about to die save me
我能够做到这一步我已经觉得自己很不错了
If I could do up to this point I would feel that hey I did pretty well
因为可能很多人碰到难处还不来祷告呢
Because a lot of people when they come to difficulties they won't even cry out to God and pray
我一碰到难处我就会来祷告神了
When I come to difficulties I cry out to God and I would pray to him
而且我是从心里面呼求他救我
And I would cry out from the depth of my heart Lord saveMe.
但是彼得的信心比我们更往前去。
But Peter's faith is a step further.
他说：“主啊，如果这个环境真是出于你的，真是你的话。”
And he says, "Lord, if the circumstances of you,
你让我走过去。
Let me come and walk upon."
好，弟兄姊妹，如果我们要走在水上，我们必须从船上下来。
And brothers, if you want to walk upon the waters, you must come out of the boat.
这个走出船，这是一个大信心。
To step out of the boat is a great faith.
你要走出你的 comfort zone， 你要走出你的安乐窝。
You have to walk out of your comfort zone.
走出你的依靠，走出你的把握。
Come out of the things that you rely on and your assurance.
因为是主。
Because it is the Lord.
也因着主的应许，主说你过来吧。
Because by His command and His promise to come.
彼得下去了。
Peter went.
哎呀，大使徒走在水上。
This great disciple, he's walking on water.
我相信刚刚开始，众人都哇，彼得，你居然也可以做。
And I think everybody in the boat is like, "Wow, Peter, you're doing it."
啊，其他的门徒都很羡慕他。
And all the other disciples are all admired him.
没有想到过了几秒钟以后，这么有信心的人在那里喊说：“耶稣，主啊，救我！”
And then after a few seconds, this guy with great faith is saying, "Oh God, save me!"
像个小孩子一样那样子的无助，那样子的可怜，喊着说：“主啊，救我！”
And like a helpless child, he's saying, "Oh God, save me!"
但是弟兄姊妹，彼得的经历却是我们没有一个人曾经经历过的。
But brothers and sisters, the experience that Peter has, none of us have experienced it.
我们在历史上还没有看到第二个人走在水上。
In history, we have never seen a second person that is able to walk on water.
那弟兄姊妹，在我们的环境里面。
And in our environment,
当难处临到的时候
when the difficulties come,
我们都要到主人面前去好好祷告。
We need to go to the Lord and pray.
很多时候我们依靠神的时候，神就给我们带过去了。
Many times when we rely on Him, He takes us through.
很多的时候，主借着斥责风浪，风浪平静的来帮助我们进入安息。
A lot of time, the Lord will rebuke the storm and cause the storm to subside and cause us to enter into rest.
但是有的时候，主也容许风浪继续存在。
But yet, there are times the Lord allowed the storms to persist.
神甚至让我们，主甚至鼓励我们，也允许我们走。走出船来
and encourage us to step a little further and come out of the boat.
但是他 不离开我们。
But he will not leave us.
他连眼睛都不离开我们。
He will not set his eyes apart from us.
当彼得往下沉还在喊的时候。
And as Peter was sinking, as he begins to cry.
圣经上说主就赶紧伸手过去拉住他。
And the word of God says, immediately Jesus reached out.
彼得恐怕连一口水都还没喝到。
And before Peter even swallowed any water.
因为至少他还能讲话嘛。
Because he can still speak.
他还能喊主啊救我。
He can still cry out, Lord save me.
你就知道主不仅仅没有离弃他，主连眼睛都没有离弃他。
Not only did God, Jesus not depart from him, his eyes was set upon Peter.
弟兄姊妹，我不管我们在座的弟兄姊妹如今在怎样的难处里。
Brothers, I do not know what circumstance and difficulty you might be in.
让我们一起学习来经历我们的主。
That we may learn to come and experience our Lord.
不要自己随便爬下船来。
Do not just come out of the boat yourself.
要知道是主。
To know that it is the Lord.
也听见主在那里呼召我们说你过来吧。
To hear his cry, come.
那主也会把凌驾风浪的信心赐给我们。
And he will give you this faith that's above the storms.
当以色列人凭着信心过红海如行干地的时候。
And when the people of Israel crossed the Red Sea as crossing through the dry land.
埃及人试着要过去就被洪水吞灭了。
The Egyptians were trying to go by, but they were swallowed by the sea.
这是不能用试的。
And they cannot just try it.
但是这个信心是一个增长的过程。
But faith has a growing process.
我们要按着信心看得合乎中道。
And according to our faith, we measure and we ask.
主带领我们到怎样的地步。
At what level the Lord lead us to.
主在那个环境里面对我们有什么特别清楚的要求。
And what requirement the Lord has of us in that particular circumstance.
我们就凭着信心相信我们就起来。
And then by faith we rise up and we move forward.
那弟兄姊妹呢，今天我们要交通到我们如何来处理风浪。
And today we're going to share how do we deal with the times of storms.
那我服侍主越久，我也相信所有服侍主越久的人。
And the more I serve, and I trust those of you who are serving more and more in the Lord,
越来越怕讲如何怎样。
And we more and more are afraid to speak how to handle things.
因为我们自己里面真的是认识自己的软弱和不配。
Because we truly realize how our inabilities and how unworthy we are.
因为离了主，我们什么都不能做，什么都不会做。
Because apart from the Lord, we cannot do anything. We do not know how to do anything.
年轻气壮的时候，常常讲十大原则、五个步骤、三大秘诀。
And when we were young, we talk about the principles, the five ways, and the three secrets.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们现在仍然需要讲。
And today we still have to talk about it.
但是一点不敢讲，这样好像在教人的这种态度。
But I do not have a heart as if I am teaching you.
那我一讲，总牧师一直点头。
And I'm speaking, and our pastor Zuo, he nods his head.
这真的是我们里面的感觉。
Because it is indeed how we feel.
我们不过是在把在主面前对主的一点点的认识。和一点点的学习跟大家分享。
It was a little bit of what we have learned and what we have gleaned, we share with everyone.
那弟兄姊妹要能够有力量去面对风浪。
And enable to have the strength to face the time of storms.
那第一件事情是在于我们平日我们如何过生活。
And it depends on how we live our everyday life.
我们要先注重我们平日信心的培育与成长。
We have to focus on how we nurture our faith and how we grow.
我们曾经讲过，信心不是一个感觉。
And faith is not merely a feeling.
信心也不是一个心理作用。
And faith is not just something of the heart.
信心是一个生命。
Faith is a life.
是一个不住增长的生命。
It is something that will grow continuously.
当生命要增长的时候，
when life is to grow,
它一定需要粮食。
It needs food.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不管读主的话语也好，
whether it's reading God's word,
我们平常在生活里面，我们跟神的交通，我们的祷告，我们的灵修生活，
and our fellowship, our prayer, our spiritual exercise before God,
那通通影响了当风浪来的时候，我们是否有力量去面对。
These things will influence whether we have the ability to face the storms when it comes.
我们昨天也不过就是进食两顿或是一天的进食。
And yesterday we but fasted for two meals maybe for the day.
那如果弟兄姊妹你真的进食三天或一个礼拜的话，
Brother and sister, if you fasted for 3 days or a week,
你就试试看你的脚的力量够不够。
And you will know whether you have strength in your life.
常常在进食的一天多以后，你就已经这个手脚不听使唤，然后头昏昏的。
A lot of time after a day of fasting, your legs don't listen to you, your arms don't listen to you, your head go dizzy.
但如果你只是不吃饭的话，七天会很辛苦。
If you just simply not eat 7 days, it is hard.
如果你是禁食的话，三天七天以后，你在主的面前反而得到特别的力量。
But if you fast for 3 days and 7 days, you will gain strength from the Lord.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们信心需要喂养。
Our faith needs to be fed.
主的话就是我们信心最好的粮食。
The word of God is the best food for our faith.
我们在主的面前，我们 在圣灵里面跟主的交通祷告都是我们属灵的粮食。
Before the Lord, our fellowship with Him in the Spirit, it is our food.
以赛亚也告诉我们，他说主虽然用困苦当水，艰难当饼。弟兄姊妹，连我们的艰难也是我们的食物。
And the Lord says He caused difficulties to be our water and trials as our food. It is also for our gain.
那穆勒弟兄说，试炼是信心的粮食。
And Brother Mueller said that trials is the food for faith.
加勒跟约书亚说，仇敌是我们的食物。
And Caleb and Joshua said, our enemies is our, they are our food.
所以弟兄姊妹，不管我们正常的灵修生活、聚会生活
，Brothers and sisters, no matter what we do in our spiritual exercise and what we do every day,
或是我们平常的环境，尤其是碰到艰难的时候
，and just our daily environment, particularly when we face something difficult,
甚至我们进到了属灵的征战里面
，or even when we enter in the midst of spiritual battle,
这一切都是我们属灵的粮食。
All these things are our spiritual food.
所以最近在比奥运
，So recently we see the Olympics going on.
你看他们那些的表演，我那天吃完。随伯看他儿子在看那个体操队的表演。
And we were watching the gymnastics and the performances.
那中国非常强，对不对
？And the Chinese were very strong.
啊，你看到他们跳上去以后抓的那个东西，啊，转来转来转转来转去的。
And they were on the pommel horse, and they were just spinning and spinning and spinning.
然后我们在旁边评头论足，哎呀，这个人表现没有那个人好。
And we just say, oh, this guy did not perform as well as that one.
弟兄姊妹，你试试看，你只要想转一圈。你还没有转到十五分钟你就摔下来了。
Francis, why don't you try it? Just one time around.
就是转四分之一圈。
Or maybe a quarter turn.
你恐怕手也流了。
Maybe you'll twist your ankle.
下来腰也折了。
And you'll throw out your back.
哎，弟兄姊妹，这些人能够这样子转那么一圈，你不知道他背后花多少。
Francis, the ability for them to do this, you don't know how much time they spend behind the scenes.
我以前看我哥哥他们跳到水里面就那样游泳，我好羡慕。
And when I used to watch my brother, they jump in the water, they just began to swim. I was very.
有一次我也就这样下去，我差点被淹死了。
And one time I did the same thing, I almost drowned.
还好被我另外一个哥哥看到拉起来。
And one of my brothers saw me and he snatched me out of the water.
弟兄姊妹，信心需要长的，需要操练。
Francis, faith needs to grow, it needs to be tried.
等到你突然碰到风浪的时候，你怎么办
？It needs to be exercised. What are you going to do in the midst of the storm?
所以我们平常跟主的关系非常重要。
So our relationship with God in normal circumstances are very important.
我们平常生活怎么生活非常重要。
Our daily lives, how we live, it is very important.
信心既然是一个生命，是一个不住增长的生命。
And the faith is alive and it continues to grow.
它需要粮食，需要喂养。
It needs food. It needs to be nurtured.
而信心的第二个特质，它是凭信，它是。凭着神的应许和所示，不是凭眼见和感觉。
And the second characteristic of faith is by God's promise and who God is, and not by our feelings.
所以平常在我们的生活里面就要开始操练用信心来看一切。
So in our daily lives, we need to look at everything from the perspective of faith.
不凭眼见，不凭感觉。
Not by sight, not by feeling.
那属肉体的人最容易凭眼见，凭感觉。
And those who are the flesh will always react according to what they see.
你如果是喜欢一个 high beat 这种，你就是敬拜如果有打鼓打得很强，你就觉得今天敬拜很好。
If you need a rhythm and a very a high beat, you will say, okay, today we had a great worship.
那如果今天人家是拉小提琴，都在唱十字架的道路要牺牲，你就觉得今天聚会死沉沉的。
If today's worship we have a very slow violin, we say the way of the cross is the sacrifice, and you say, oh, today's worship is dead.
可能今天全体的会众多少人因为这样子的小提琴。这样子的安静在那里流泪在那里碰着主
yeah, perhaps so many in the congregation because of such a song and the message they are weeping and they met the Lord
所以弟兄姊妹我们要学习在平常去操练用信心
so brothers and sisters in our everyday life in every service we need to exercise our faith
最好的一个操练
and the best exercise
请你们在擘饼聚会来到神家的时候就开始操练
and the breaking of bread as you come to God's house begin to exercise it
请问你们相信神跟我们同在的请举手
how many of you believe that God is with us
真的
Really?
真的啊
Really?
那你们等一下擘饼都要开口啊
Then everybody needs to open up their mouth to pray when we break bread.
怎么可以主耶稣带着钉痕的手坐在我们中间，而我们不向他赞美呢
How is it that our Jesus with nail-pierced hands comes and sits in our midst and we do not praise him?
你说我很累
You say, oh, I'm so tired.
这叫做凭感觉
It's by your feeling.
你说我祷告不好
You say, oh, my prayers are terrible.
这是爱面子，凭感觉
This, your pride, you're worried about your pride. It's by your feeling.
你说培明都不祷告，我怎么敢祷告
You say,培明叔叔 doesn't pray, so why should I pray?
这叫做凭眼见。
That's by sight.
弟兄姊妹，我们来到神的面前，信心不凭眼见。We
come to the Lord faith is not by sight.
也不凭感觉。It's
not by how we feel.
今天事情试得那么慢，觉得不过瘾。You
say, oh, the pianist is so slow today.
你就不想祷告。
It's so thrilling, and I don't want to pray.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是凭感觉在过生活。
We're living by our feelings.
我们学习放下自己的感觉。We
learn to lay down our feelings.
我们是凭着神的所赐和神的应许来过生活。But
by who God is and by His promises, we live our day.
人不仅仅因信被称义，圣经上说，义人要
God is, man is deemed righteous by faith, and they shall live by faith.
And
in our everyday, most common lives, we need to live by faith. Every time I open the scripture, and I have to believe that I am before God and God is speaking to me. And every time I draw near to God, I ought to believe that He will draw near to me. And I come in the midst of the congregation, I ought to believe that God is in our midst. And when we break bread, we need to know that God is here.
我们就超越一切的感觉。
Brothers and sisters, then we overcome all of our feelings,
超越我们自己里面目前的处境。
All of our current circumstances.
神的仆人在夜间歌唱。
The servants of God will sing in the night.
眼间的环境都是黑暗, 看不见人。
And all they see is darkness, they cannot see anybody.
里面的感觉是深夜的疲倦笼罩着我们。
And their feeling is the weariness of the deep of night. But the servants of God is able to sing in the midst of night. Because they know whom they have believed in. They brought God into their daily lives. True faith causes us to fear God. Faith causes us to walk with God. And true faith causes us to weather the storms.
弟兄姊妹，让我们一起在平常就先来操练。That
in our everyday lives we begin to exercise.
第二件事情，当我们碰到风浪胜不过的时候。Secondly,
when we come in the midst of storm, we cannot. When we feel that we can't overcome.
我讲错话了，尤其胜不过的时候。Particularly
when we cannot overcome.
不是胜过的时候不要转向主啊。It's
not that when you can overcome, you do not turn to God.
碰到风浪，我们立刻转向救主。But
when we come to the midst of storm, we turn to God immediately.
弟兄姊妹，如果这个风浪是你的信心、生命度量，你还可以胜过的。
If this storm is something that your faith and your the capacity of your life can weather,
我们一样要转向救主。
You still need to turn to the Savior.
因为我们的神不是在天上吃饱饭没事做。
Because our God is not someone who is full and satisfied, has nothing to do in heaven.
随便让风浪来笑话笑话我们。
And He just brings a storm and said, "I'm gonna scare these guys a little bit."
我们要去祷告主。
We need to pray and say, God, why has this storm come? And if this storm is beyond what we can handle, and with a positive attitude, with a thankful heart, we say, thank you, Lord. We turn to the Savior immediately. Turning to the Lord is a spiritual exercise. A person, the more they know the Lord, the deeper his relationship with the Lord, the prolonged period will be shortened. And very quickly he will turn to God. Though the circumstance or the difficulty when it is great, again it will cause us to turn to God immediately. Sometimes we turn to God so slowly. So occasionally God will allow a particular difficult time to come to you. And Brother Ho was testifying of his son.
不是他的儿子，何弟兄的儿子跟他分享去台湾宣教的经验。And
David shared with Brother Ho of his experience when he was in the short-term mission in Taiwan.
他说在美国祷告十年神好像才垂听啊，才听到。And
you would pray like 10 years in America and then God would finally answer.
他说在那边你每一个的祷告神都 instantly 听了。And
say when you're there, every prayer God answers instantly. Because the need is immediate, it's right away.
And
when we go out to the mission fields, we begin to experience signs and wonders do follow us.
何弟兄提到 David Ho 在 98年12月18号那天啊, 中文学校完,
and on December 18th, 1998, David had an aneurysm.
那时候我们 几个人赶到医院里面去陪他们。
And we all rushed the hospital to see them.
我们看见 David 躺在床上那个痛苦那个挣扎因为那个血块一直在胀大。
And David was in the bed and the pressure was building up over the vessel.
他的嘴巴讲不出话来他身体麻木。
And he cannot speak and he was numb.
他在那里叫他的头痛。
And he is saying my head hurts.
弟兄姊妹任何一个人不要说父母了任何一个人看到都会着急。
Any person who is here, not to say that you are his parent.
而他们紧急去的那个医院那个医生对动脑手术他没有把握。
And the emergency doctor, he did not have any, much assurance about operating. So our decision was, do we allow this man to operate on David or do we immediately send David to Stanford?
那送到 Stanford 路上搬运又怕他出事情。
And we're afraid
that
doing the transportation, when you move the patient, you really don't want to move the patient right now, but with something bad, worse would happen.
我记得那个时候我们做了一件事情我们就是一起到一个小房间我们跪下来向神祷告。
I remember that day, we all got together into a quiet room, we all knelt down, we began to pray.
我们立刻转向救主。
And we immediately turned to our Savior.
我们就把整件事情交在主的手上。
And we committed the whole thing into the hand of our Lord.
我们可以说是无依无靠地交给他。
And we have no other way, we have no reliance but to trust Him.
因为地上没有任何一个人可以给我们任何肯定的。
Because nobody can give us a response or an assurance.
我们一面奋奉主的名叫血止住叫肿块消下去
In the name of the Lord we ask that the pressure build up over that area will cease
我们因为求主为我们做这个决定
And we ask the Lord to make the decision for us
你看后来多么奇妙他连手术都不需要做
And marvelously he did not even have to go through an operation
他现在还能够到台湾去宣教
And he's able to go to Taiwan on a short term mission
因为姊妹我们要学习来转向救主
Brothers and sisters we need to learn to turn to our Savior
而且是立刻转向救主
And to turn to him immediately
弟兄姊妹不是病急的只是随便喊喊叫叫
It's not that we are in the middle of illness and we just cry out and we shout
真的来到神的面前
But to really truly come before God
弟兄姊妹拜菩萨的人当他们碰到困难的时候也一样会合手在那边叫来叫去
And those who ask of Buddha when they're going through difficulty they would beg and they would say oh help us
人都会叫天啊叫妈呀对不对
And somebody would cry out oh heaven and somebody would say oh mom
弟兄姊妹不是这样子一个随便的求助
It is not just a cry out like
so we 真正转向救主
is that we truly turn to the Savior.
而第三件事情
and thirdly,
这个是一个更深的一个操练
this is the deeper exercise.
就是风浪来的时候，让我们不看风浪，只看耶稣
and when the storm comes, that we will not look at the storm, but we look at Jesus.
能够像希伯来书十二章讲的，要仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
just as it is said in Hebrew, that we will look off unto the author and the finisher of our faith.
难处可能很大。
And though the difficulties and trials may be great,
就像那个孩子的父亲去求主耶稣的时候一样
just like the father of that child went and asked of Jesus,
因为他求尽了主所有的门徒，没有一个人可以把他的身上的鬼赶出去。
He's asked of all the disciples, but none of them can cast out the evil spirit in his child.
所以当他跑到主耶稣面前来的时候
so when he came to Jesus,
他说你若能行，求你叫我的孩子能够好起来啊。
He said, if you are able.Caused my child to be healed.
他对主的信心都没有了。
He did not even have faith in the Lord.
主就对他说，你若能信，在信的人凡事都能。
And then the Lord's reply was, if you believe, all things are possible.
弟兄姊妹，底下讲到那个孩子的父亲，立刻那么真诚的在主面前喊叫。
And that father cried out with all of his heart.
他说主我信但是我信不足求主帮助
He says, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief.
弟兄姊妹信心不是挤牙膏挤出来的
Faith is not like squeezing a toothpaste.
而是由我们 对主第一手经历里面所培育出来的
But it is a first-hand experience, that which is cultivated through time.
是借着我们吃主喝主读主的话所建立起来的
By eating of him, drinking of him, reading his word.
临时挤挤不出来的
And in median circumstances, you can't squeeze out faith.
但是没有关系当我们转向救主的时候
But when you turn to the Savior,
我们来仰望那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
And when you look onto the author and the finisher of our faith,
你就告诉主说主我没有信心我愿意信但是我信不来
And you say, Lord, I want to believe, but I have a hard time, I cannot believe.
主我信不够求主帮助我
Help my unbelief.
那位信心创始成终的耶稣要来帮助我们
And the author and the finisher of our faith will come and help us
学习不转眼不看环境
And we learn not to look at our circumstances
所以希伯来书这个仰望英文有一个很好的翻译叫做 turn off 然后 unto Jesus.
And the translation in English is say, so look off onto Jesus.
Oh, look off. 就是不要再看，不要再去看你的环境和难处。
So look, don't look at your circumstances anymore.
不要再去看世界的诱惑和捆绑。
Do not look at the temptation of the world and the bondage of this world.
不要再去看你过去的失败和过去可这个羞耻的历史。
Don't look at your past, don't look at your failures and your shames.
Now look off from everything, 然后 unto Jesus.
Look off of everything, but look onto Jesus.
让我们转眼来仰望耶稣。
Look onto Jesus.
转眼望耶稣，这是一个属灵的操练。
This is a spiritual exercise.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要学。
Brothers and sisters, we all ought to learn.
我说我们基督徒要练功夫，这些都是功夫。
And Christians, we ought to exercise, and these are all means of exercising ourselves.
当夫妻在那里吵架的时候
，When couples get into a quarrel,
我们怎么样从里面 look off, 然后转向主
？How do we look off of it and look onto Jesus?
不是说你就不理他，回头就走。
It's not to say, oh, I just ignore the person, turn around, walk.
我们心里面，我们来看耶稣。
But in your heart, look off to Jesus.
NIV 的翻译说 ，fix your eyes upon Jesus.
And NIV translation said, fix your eyes upon Jesus.
不仅仅我们不看别的，我们定睛在主的身上。
Not simply to look off of other things, but fix your gaze upon Jesus.
不仅仅转眼望耶稣，而且是定睛在耶稣的身上。
Not simply look onto Jesus, but fix your eyes on Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，在这里讲到我们要学习。从一切的里面转向主。
And to learn to look off of everything but turn to Jesus.
其实从前有一个刚刚做水手的人。
And there was a new sailor.
他们有一次出海的时候。
When they went out to sea.
碰到大风浪。
And they were in the midst of a storm.
那船长叫他爬到那个桅杆上面把上面的一个东西收下来。
And the captain says, go up on the sail and retrieve something from above.
他才爬了几步以后他就爬不动了。
And he was on the pole a few ways up and he was terrified.
因为那个船被风浪吹得摇来摇去。
And the ship was swinging left and right.
他可以看见海浪就在他的前面要吞掉他一样。
And almost gets to the point where he can see the sea coming right at him.
他头昏眼花手脚发软。
And he was dizzy, he was nauseous, he was losing strength in his arms.
他那个老练的船长告诉他。
And the old captain told him,
不要去看这些。
Don't look out to these things.
抬头看着那个桅杆顶上的那个东西。
Just look at the end of the pole.
弟兄姊妹这是他就看着那个东西，他就爬。
So he gazed his eyesight upon the end of the pole. He keep on climbing.
他能够上去把这件事情做成。
And he got onto the top and took care of his task.
弟兄姊妹，在难处的里面，让我们来看耶稣。
In the midst of difficulties, look onto Jesus.
我知道很多姊妹喜欢带十字架。
I know some sisters like to wear the cross.
很多家里面喜欢挂十字架。
And they like to hang the cross at home.
碰到难处的时候，不是去看这些、摸这些。
And in the midst of difficulties, we don't just simply feel these things and look on these things.
我们是转眼来仰。
But we turn our eyes upon Jesus.
那位为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
The author and finisher of our faith.
主要坚固我们。
Jesus will strengthen us.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这么做的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we do this,
我们不仅仅立刻转向主。
Not that we turn to the Lord immediately.
我们学习不看风浪来看主。
We learn not to look at the storm, but we look at Jesus.
但是我们耳朵听到的仍然是风暴的声音。
What we hear are still the sound of the storm.
我们经历的仍然是风浪在那里的摇撼。
What we experience is still the turmoil of the sea.
好像环境的难处没有过去。
Like the difficulty of the circumstances did not pass us by.
好像时间不断无止境的在那里延
续。But the time just keeps on going.
弟兄姊妹。这个时候我们要做的一件事情就是持定应许。
But brothers and sisters, one thing we need to do is to hold on to His promise.
我们看着主，我们迈向主。
We look onto Jesus and we just press forward.
这是彼得那天要做的事情。
That's what Peter did on that day.
主说是我，不要怕。
Jesus said, "It is I. Do not be afraid."
主说你过来吧。
Come.
所以当彼得下去的时候
when Peter stepped out,
他刚开始走得好
when he began to walk, he was good.
当后来当他的眼目从主的身上去看风浪的时候
when he turned his eyes off of the Lord and onto the sea,
他就要沉
he began to sink.
但是这个时候我们仍然可以 make a U-turn to God.
But even at this time, we can make a U-turn to God.
就算我们经历了再多的失败
and no matter how much difficulties
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
Anytime we can make a U-turn to God.
随时随地都可以来转眼仰望他。
Any moment we can cast our eyes upon.
所以当保罗写到亚伯拉罕的时候
，So when Paul writes of Abraham,
他在亚伯拉罕在无可指望的时候
，That when it's against all hope,
他因着信仍旧有指望。
And by faith, in hope, he still believed.
他总没有因着不信心里起疑惑。
He did not waver through unbelief.
反倒因着信，心里得坚固。
But was strengthened in his faith.
弟兄姊妹，请注意到，风浪不仅仅没有叫他的信心 减弱。
The storm did not cause his faith to cease,
反而让他的信心从得坚固。
Did not cause his faith to decrease, but strengthen his faith,
且满心相信神所应许的必能做成。
But being fully convinced that God had the power to do what he promised.
那保罗不是只是在这里讲亚伯拉罕怎么得胜。
Paul did not simply just talk about how Abraham overcame.
在我服侍主的里面，我很喜欢跟弟兄姊妹交通。
But in my service of the Lord, I like to share with brothers and sisters.
那我偶尔会碰到一些人，他们很喜欢引经据典的讲别人。
Ever so often, I would meet people that would just talk about other people.
讲得很像那个人就已经是他了。
And like as if that person was him.
他把什么东西都讲得非常的高，非常的荣耀，非常的属灵。
And everything was so up high, so glorious, so spiritual.
来的弟兄姊妹，我们需要做一个脚踏实地、一个真实经历主的人。
And we need to be somebody who is grounded, who has truly experienced the Lord.
我们是真正第一手经历过主。
We have experienced the Lord firsthand.
所以保罗不仅仅讲亚伯拉罕。
So Paul not only just talked about Abraham.
哥林多后书第一章，保罗讲到在亚细亚从前遭遇患难的时候。
And in 2 Corinthians, when he spoke about in Asia, what he has experienced.
他在一章八节那里讲到他被压太重，力不能胜。
In chapter 1, verse 8, he said that he was, he did not have the strength to overcome.
他说是甚至连活命的指望都没有了。
And he even lost all hope to live.
整个外在的环境让他觉得不可能。
And all the circumstances cause him to feel that it is impossible.
他说甚至我们心里面，自己心里面也断定是必死的。
And even our hearts declare that we are to die.
那弟兄姊妹，保罗是何等勇敢的人。
And Paul, such a courageous man.
保罗是何等认识神的人。
Paul, such a person that knows God.
保罗说自己断定也是必死的，这不是随便讲的。
For him to say that surely I am dead, it is not just any words that comes out of his mouth.
因为像我们很容易就讲完了完了完了完了，对不对？
We would say very easily, oh, I'm doomed.
完了完了，我死定了。
I'm dead for sure.
那保罗不会随便讲这种话的。
Paul would not say such things very lightly.
他说连活命的指望都绝了。
He said we lost all hopes.
自己心里也断定是必死的。
And we determine within our hearts that we are dead.
弟兄姊妹，我决定相信那个难处是不能想象的难处。
And I believe the circumstances that he faces very, very severe.
他里面说，然而叫我不靠自己。
And he said that yet I do not trust in myself.
只靠。我们上次说神，我们都知道神，但是有个形容词，还记不记得？啊？他叫死人复活的神。
But we trust the God who has raised the dead.
就是最不可能的里面只有神可以做的事情。
That what is the most impossible thing to raise the dead that God is able to do.
弟兄姊妹啊，希望我们今天都在主的面前学。
Brothers, so that we may all learn before the Lord.
我知道我们每一个人的难处都不容易。
We know that all of our difficulties are not easy.
我们每一个人这一生未见主之前会遭遇到什么试炼，我们也不知道。
And we do not know what trials awaits us before we see our Lord.
但是那首诗歌的歌词告诉我们，但是唯我深知所信的是谁。
But there's a hymn that says, I know whom I have believed in.
我们要真知道我们自己所信的是谁。
We truly ought to know whom we have believed in.
我们虽然失信，神永远可信。
Though we are faithless, he is forever faithful.
我记得荣教师常常讲的一句话。
I remember,
Sister Pearl Young
often said,
他说神常常对他有一个要求也好，安慰也好。
And whatever God often has a requirement or a comfort for her.
神对他说，你若不断的相信。
And God said, if you just continually to believe.
我就不断的祝福和做工。
I will continue to bless and continue to work.
什么时候你停止的相信。
Whenever you stop believing.
我就停止了祝福和做工。
I will stop my blessing and my work.
弟兄姊妹啊，希望我们每一个人是一个不仅仅是一个不住增长的信心。
Brothers, I pray for each and every one of us that our faith will grow.
是一个风浪不能够淹没的信心。
A faith that the storms cannot cover.
让我们在个人的人生的路上也好。
That in all of our path in this life.
整个家庭也好。
In our families.
就像我们现在整个教会在面临考验。
Just like our whole church is in the midst of trial.
让我们都求主来建立那个真信心在我们。
We ask the Lord to establish the true faith in us.
让我们不仅仅因信被神称义。
That not only by faith we are deemed righteous.
义人也要因信而生。
But the righteous shall live by faith.
我们活着是凭着信心活。
And we live by faith.
让风浪不仅仅不拦阻我们
that the storm not only would hinder us
风浪不仅仅不淹没不淘汰我们
and would not disqualify us or swallow us up
反而让我们靠着主经过这一切的风浪
but by the Lord as we go through the storms
我们能够对主产生第一手的认识
we may have a first hand experience
我们能够说我深知道我所信的是谁
we may say I know whom I have believed in
而当风浪再来的时候
and when the storm comes again
我们能够知道是出于主我们能够凭着信心走在上面
we may know it's of the Lord and we may walk upon it
我们能够见证我们所信的是谁
we may testify of whom we have believed in
好我们一起再来唱434首
434
我们上个礼拜唱过434首
434
我们只唱第一节
just verse 1
Because
the God whom we believe in is true and faithful and
alive. 他的应许永远可靠。
His promises are forever true.
他的慈爱上及诸天。
His love surpasses the heavens.
他的信实直到万代。
His faith endures forever.
主啊，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在人生的路上，我们能够认识你何等的福分。
And in the ways of life, we may come to know you. What a blessing.
我们不仅仅为了过去你在我们身上的恩典，我们感谢你。
Not only do we thank you for your blessing in our lives and time past.
我们也为了过去在我们身上所有的一些苦难的遭遇，我们也感谢你。
For all the trials and difficulties that we have encountered, we thank you.
但愿这一切的遭遇都让我们真认识你是谁。
And we pray that in the midst of all these, we may truly know who you are.
我们也愿意将我们的未来交在你的手中。
And we're willing to give our future into your hands.
主，虽然明天都不在我们的手里。
Though tomorrow is not in our hands.
但是我们却知道你爱我们。
But we know you love us.
你在我们每一个人身上有一个纯全善良可喜悦的旨意。
You have a good and perfect will for each and every one of us.
哦、你要在我们的身上让我们的人生达到最高的价值与目的
You want the highest value to be attained in our lives
因此你花功夫在这里制作我们
So you work and you work in us
你叫万事互相效力要叫我们得益处
You cause all things to work together for the good of those who love you
主我们谢谢你
Lord we thank you
主在这个时候我们特别为了在座每一位 弟兄姊妹祷告。
We particularly pray for every brother and sister who are here.
我们也为着所有听见这信息的弟兄姊妹祷告。
We pray for the brother and sister who will come across this message.
不管我们目前有怎样的难处。
No matter what our state.
不管我们在人生里面遭遇大小的风浪。
No matter how great and how small are the storms.
主啊，让我们都知道你永远与我们同在。
Lord, that we would know that you are forever with us.
而且你应许我们要赐下够用的恩典。
You promise that sufficient grace shall be given unto us.
我们日子如何，力量也必如何。
How our days, so shall our strength be.
你的能力要在我们的软弱上显得完全。
Your power shall be made perfect in us.
因此我们将在受苦难处中的弟兄姊妹，我们特别交给你。
For those who are in trials and difficulties, we commit them especially into your hands.
用你的同在，用你的爱来坚固他们。
With your presence, with your love, strengthen them.
用你的恩典来带领我们。
With your grace, come and lead us.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.